This is Derrick Henry, and you listen to Faith on the Field Show.
Welcome to Faith on the Field Show. I'm Rob Motti. Solo for the first time, and it's been a minute. It's been a while since we've had a new episode for you, and it's a busy, extremely crazy week for me and the NFL as NFL free agency kicked off on Monday at 12 p.m. legal tampering period, and it has been one major change after another, moves and everything else happening around the league. And one of the guys who is an unrestricted free agent and has not signed yet with a team, veteran Rodney McLeod, he's going to be our guest, and you'll hear from him later on. As for me, it's been a wild, crazy ride this week, and we're recording this show. It's probably about 2 a.m. because there's hopefully nobody signing right now, and I don't have to stop and write or do anything at that moment, confirm, track down. It's been calling sources back and forth, texting and confirming and getting terms and the numbers of millions of dollars being thrown at hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent by NFL teams. It's a billion-dollar industry, and all of this is happening this week, so it's an exciting time. Had a little bit of downtime after the Super Bowl, ramped up, and now it's free agency. Next up is the draft, so looking forward to getting some, maybe some time off a little bit in May and June as NFL's become a 365-day-a-year job. It's nonstop, always action, so it's exciting. It's fun. It's a little bit tiring at times, but trying to find ways to be able to join you and do this wonderful ministry that we have, Faith on the Field. So what I want to talk about this week is what Rodney discusses. Rodney is, as I mentioned earlier, he's an unrestricted free agent, hasn't signed with a team as of this recording early Friday morning. And in Rodney's case, he's been around for a while, and he's been through some injuries. He's won a Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. But when I asked him, what's next for you? And you'll hear that coming up later. I said, what's next for you? He said, I let God guide me, direct my path. And I thought that would be a pretty cool conversation this week for us to talk about how God guides our life, his plan for our life, and how we can follow that, what we can do to be prepared for how the Lord is going to show us what's next, lead us into our next chapter or into whatever decision it is that we have to make, a tough decision, an easy decision, a hard decision. There's so many that are out there and so much going on that it's difficult. It's difficult for us sometimes, and it's really hard when we don't have the Lord in our lives, when we don't have that anchor, that foundation. But I was thinking of some of the ways that we can make sure. How can we make sure that our plan or God's plan for our life and ours are aligned? And the first thing it starts with, the easiest way, the most important, I think it's to be in prayer. It's to be in constant communication with the Lord. And I tell people this all the time when it comes to my faith in Christ. It's not about religion. It's not about following traditions and following rules. It's about a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what he wants with us, to have a relationship, to be, he's my go-to, my constant communication source and my constant guide for how can I be better? How can I help in so many ways? How can I be the best version of myself? And it starts with talking daily to the Lord. And it's been, as I mentioned earlier at the top, a crazy, busy, hectic week with NFL free agency. And honestly, I haven't had it. At times, I'm like struggling to take a minute to take a shower to get to get a bite to eat because it's just been that nuts this week. But the one area, the one constant that I have to take time for is prayer. I got to make sure I'm in prayer. And I believe that if we're in prayer and we're in constant communication with the Lord, that's a way for us to follow His plan, to figure out what His plan is. So we need to find ways and to set aside time each day, devote ourselves, devote some time to the Lord and see what the plans He has for us in our life. Figure those out, and He'll show us. He'll reveal that in certain ways. And sometimes it's just in Scripture. Sometimes it's in a message that we receive through someone else. But if we're giving each area of our life to God, and we are asking Him to lead us, to guide us, to direct us, and we're hopeful to receive blessings upon blessings, it starts with this simple act of, but it's simple, yet sometimes it's overlooked, and sometimes we get too busy, and we don't make sure that we're in constant communication with the Lord. So I feel like if we're going to follow what God has in store for us and His plan for our life, and as Rodney McLeod is going to talk about what's next for him, he's going to depend on, he's going to lean on God to guide him, to show him. That's got to start for us. It's got to start with prayer. And then another area is to be actively reading the Bible. And this is an area that I have not done so well with, certainly this week. And I would try to make up for, this is what happens. I try and make up when I get busy, like a week like this or whatever it may be, and I get really busy. I want to make up for not reading the Bible by reading my Bible app. And then that's where you get in trouble. I start reading the Bible app, and then here comes a message, and then here comes a distraction, or here comes whatever it may be because it's on the phone. There's no greater substitute than the actual book itself, than the Bible, than sitting there with the Bible in hand, on the table, a cup of coffee, whatever it may be, a latte, a cup of tea, or a bottle of water, whatever is your favorite beverage, and you're sitting there with the Bible in your hand. If we're actively reading, it's one thing to go to church on Sundays and to listen to a sermon, and Remy and I both like to listen to sermons beyond Sunday, and we have some of our favorite pastors that we like to listen to, and I think that's important to be able to hear different ways of the gospel being preached to us. But beyond that, beyond hearing sermons, listening to sermons, going to church, it's actually sitting down, taking time to read the word for ourselves. It could be just a few minutes a day, 5 minutes. We all have 5 minutes. I say that, and I'm terrible at it, especially this week, or I've been terrible at it this week. But we should have 5, 10, 12 minutes, whatever it may be. It doesn't have to be a complete chapter. And I say this all the time. I love opening to the New Testament and reading the red letters, reading what Jesus said. It's in red. It's in bold, whatever it may be. And I love to read that. But that's the best way for us. You take some time each day. We read what's in the Word, and we get a better understanding of what God has called us to do and what He wants us to live out in our lives, and the desires that He has for us. It comes through, as I mentioned at the start, constant communication, constant prayer, but actively reading the Word. And I'll compare this to, here I am talking about football this week, and if you're not studying up your plays, you're not going to go out there on Sundays and play well. If you're not constantly in the playbook, if you're not constantly practicing, and I'm signed up to be a head coach for the first time in my life because my daughters are going to play flag football for the third season, and this time I'm going to coach them because I have some time in the spring, one night a week, and we're going over plays and we're doing that, and they're learning how important it is to know the plays, and we're talking about three or four. Now imagine being an NFL quarterback, an NFL player, where you got hundreds of plays that you have to memorize, that you have to understand what each guy is doing on every single play. It's a ton of work, but you have to be, they have to be prepared that way. You got to know if you're, we were talking about this earlier tonight. My daughters are like, if a guy is benched or if he's a backup, does he still get paid? I said, of course he does, because at any moment you have to be ready to go into the game. So you're preparing as if you're the starter. You're practicing as if you're the starter. And to compare that to in our lives, we're, you got to constantly be preparing for what's next, preparing for, I call it dangers ahead. Because there's danger ahead if we're not in the Word, and we won't know how to handle it. Because that book has for us the answers. It has for us all of our solutions. It has for us everything that we need to guide us through the tough decisions and the ups and downs and all of those moments in between. So if we are constantly in communication with the Lord and we're actively reading the Word, it helps us get a better understanding of what God is planning for our lives. Another area that we can focus on is when we feel that God has given us a command, something that He puts on our heart, it's important to follow it. And sometimes it may be more difficult than others, depending on what it is. But we got to have faith and confidence that if God has put something on our heart, we have to allow Him to guide our steps. Trust in those big dreams, those visions that we have, whatever it may be that He puts on our heart to do, and believe. And man, as I'm saying this right now to you, I'm kind of preaching to myself. I'm trying to, because I got these big visions and I have these big dreams, and I have to believe that God has called me and qualified me to do this. And as I'm saying this to you, I want you to think about whatever He has put on your heart. We procrastinate so often. We're scared to follow through. We don't know if we can do it. Whatever negative perception that the enemy wants to put in our thoughts and in our minds, that goes through, that happens. I get it. I understand it. But let's believe that God has qualified us for what He has called us to do, and that if there's a dream, a big dream, something that He's placed upon our heart, we can do it. We can achieve it. We can accomplish it and glorify Him in that process, throughout that process. So let's focus a little bit harder, and I'm saying this to myself, and maybe two of you out there need it, or maybe six of you out there, I don't know, whatever it may be, but I'm saying this to myself because I know that there are areas and moments and commands and decisions and dreams and visions, and I just got to follow through with them. He's follow the commands that God has put on my heart. Another very, very important way to make sure that we are living out God's plan for our life is to make sure we are among other folks, other people, surround ourselves with those who help encourage us in our walk, those who are like-minded individuals, a godly community. Seek that out at small groups at church. And I'm saying this as I missed small group for maybe the 13th Thursday in a row. It was throughout the NFL season, there was a Thursday night game. And now I'll say after the NFL season, it's been one thing after another. And I got to do better. I got to do better because we do small group at our pastor's house, which is really cool. And I've missed out on that. last night. And again, it was doing free agency grades and everything else that's happening and one move after another. But seek out a community of like-minded, godly people to help us in our walk, to help us be accountable, to help us really do what it is that God has called us to do. And then lastly, and I think this one is extremely important, it's to understand, as I talked about reading the Bible and spending time with the Lord, understand how he has called us to live. To live by those commandments, to try and be the best, Remy loves to say this, ambassador for Christ. Be an ambassador for Christ. Be a person who others will look to and as an example of, will never be exactly like Jesus or as perfect as he is because we're human and we can't, but be an example of what a Christ follower should be, and that's by following the truth of the gospel, following the truth of the Bible, because it's difficult in today's world. It's very, extremely difficult in today's world. There's a lot of challenges. There's a lot of pressures, but God really, he gives us this book as a guide, as an example of what he needs us and wants us to follow and live out. And there's no black or white. It's all right there for us. So it's a difficult time. You can say some things right now in this world and get in trouble for it. And they are comments that I believe are as simple or what we would have thought 5, 6, 10, 15 years ago. Like, who would question that thought process? And all of a sudden people are questioning thought processes. But if God has given us a truth, obey that truth. Obey that truth. Surround ourselves with godly people. Follow the commands that he has placed on our heart so that we can glorify him in the process. Continually be actively staying in the word and communicate. Pray with passion, pray with conviction, pray with attention, and make sure that the Lord is a go-to source for our lives. And that's how we can follow God's plan for our life. So as we have to make these decisions as players this week or deciding where they're going to spend the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years of their career, whatever it may be, or if they don't have an option or they don't have an opportunity and they don't get that next contract, and now they have to go out into the real world, following God's plan for their life is extremely important. How are they going to do it? So up next, you're going to hear from Rodney McLeod a little bit about that and a little bit about what he does along with his wife, Erica, for the community. You're listening to Faith on the Field Show.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. 1 in 4 are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to ijm.org/take action. Get information. Understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
Join us at SWC 2024 Expo and Global Conference, April 18th and 19th in Orlando, Florida. I'm Crystal Parker, president of the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to this powerful event where faith meets business innovation, sponsored by Red Balloon. It's not just a conference, it's a transformative experience for you and a vacation for your family. Secure your spot at uschristianchamber.com. See you in Orlando to shape the future of Christian business.
Since 1930, the Heritage family has proudly served the communities of South Jersey. From humble roots, Heritage's dairy stores now operates 33 convenient locations. Their desire is to become your convenience store of choice, not just because of their welcoming atmosphere, but because of their fresh, quality products. Heritage's milk is still the sweetest. Coffee's hot and fresh. And Heritage's full-service delis offer the best local ingredients prepared and sliced on-site, far exceeding the competition. Heritage's Dairy Stores. It's not just our name, it's our heritage.
Back to Faith on a Field Show. I'm Rob Motti. If you're listening to us for the first time, you can go to faithonafieldshow.com. Find every episode since we launched in 2017 as we're coming up on our 7-year anniversary here in April. We've had an awesome lineup of guests. You can listen anytime at your convenience on any of the podcast platforms. You'll hear the full interviews on there in case sometimes we may not have the full interview on radio. Be sure also to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Faith on the Field. Tell a friend or two or as many as you'd like about the show. If you would like to be a sponsor, help our ministry grow, please reach out to us at team@faithonafieldshow.com. We have various packages we can cater specifically to fit your needs. Our goal is to be on a sports radio station in every state. It's been our goal. It's been our mission. It's been our dream. As I was talking about dreams a little bit earlier, that's one of our dreams, and we have to continue to follow through because God's put that on our heart. If you don't have a business to advertise, but you just want to help the ministry, we do have a donate button on our page at faithonafieldshow.com. Our guest this week, Rodney McLeod, has played 12 seasons in the NFL with the Eagles, the Rams, the Colts, the Browns. He spent last season in Cleveland, where the Browns overcame a ton of adversity and injuries throughout the season, made the playoffs. Rodney and his wife, Erica, they do, as I mentioned earlier, tremendous work in the community through their Save Our Future Foundation. You can hear about that and more in this conversation with Rodney McLeod.
Rodney, all that, what was this season like for you and for the Browns? You guys didn't get to where you wanted to be. There's a lot of ups and downs, yeah. But overall, when you look back at it.
Yeah, very magical year to experience everything that we did, battle-tested team. I think what really showed itself was our character, our identity, and that culture exists with the Cleveland Browns. And when you have great culture, you have good leadership, and obviously good coaching, yeah. As we saw last night at Jim Schwartz and Kevin being both recognized for their efforts, then you can do anything. Anything is possible. Right. And so I think that's what the world was able to see this year was a group of men really come together, appreciate one another. And it demonstrated by, us being able to make the playoffs, didn't necessarily finish where we wanted, but still a lot to be thankful for, excited about for years to come now in Cleveland.
You mentioned the coaching and you've had an opportunity over the course of your career to play for different coaches. You won a Super Bowl in Philly with Doug Peterson, and then 3 years later, he's gone already. Like, it seems like coaching turnover in the NFL is like that anymore. Yeah. You're a hero one day, you're out the door the next. Nick Sirianni in Philly took him to a Super Bowl last year, almost won. They lose 6 out of the last 7. They want him out. They want to get rid of him. But you know what that city's like. Yeah. How important is it to have stability at coaching and to have someone who players can be confident in?
Yeah, the National Football League is all about what have you done for me lately. And that normally applies to us as players. But like you said, you see it and now holding true to coaches as well, yeah, in this league, even up to front office. But the ability to have someone there, long lasting and have that stability is everything. I mean, you think of countless quarterbacks who have gone in different systems from year to year and what that does. Like, you need time to really build a relationship, and form that bond and that trust. And I think that's what that creates when you have, long tenure guys at like the Andy Reid's of the world, the Bill Belichick's, right? You see success. And so I think that is the way. Of course, that's what a lot of organizations are seeking.
As you look at your career and the different stops you've made and the journey it's been and the years that you've played, I know that you're doing some media work now, but you also been able to still play football. How do you figure out when the time is to transition, and how have you set yourself up for the future? What comes next for Rodney?
Yeah, God is really the answer to that. He's the one that's the ultimate decision maker. I lean and trust on him. For me, over these next few months, it's like on a road of discovery, really figuring out, you know, what is in store for the McLeod family when it comes to our, you know, my career. And so I love the game. I love the sport. I've given it a lot. I feel like it loves me back, right? And I would love to play.
To keep you that long, it loves you back.
For sure. It has to. And I would love to play again. I think that itch is there. I feel like it's unfinished business, more work that needs to be done in Cleveland. But in the midst of all of that, I'm just living and staying in the present moment and doing things, trying to plant different seeds in other areas of interest of mine to be able to hopefully make that transition a lot smoother. Talking to a lot of guys who now made that transition, it's never easy. But they say, man, just rely on everything that the sport of football has taught us. And so a lot of people know me for, man, being a hard worker. Like, I'm going to be that guy. I'm bringing my yeah. toolbox to work every single day. And it's the same thing, you know, as you go throughout life and you go into different career fields. So it's been good just seeking guidance and wisdom from a lot of my former players, former teammates, and it's been good.
Tell me a little bit about the work that you do in the community, your foundation. You and your wife, Erica, have been for years. And you guys, I know from back when we were together in Philly and continued wherever you go, the journey. Tell me about what you do, what you guys have a heart for.
Yeah, I mean, we have a heart to serve. I think that's where it starts for Erica and I. The reason why we form Change Our Future is just for that very reason. And wanting to make, you know, this world a better place. Make our community better than we found it. And we understand and recognize the platform that we have, the exposure, the access, and resources that we're all afforded because of this great sport that I play, because of our journeys alone. And so we've tried to use that to be that liaison for a lot of our kids, being able to bridge that gap to break down those barriers and end generational cycles and curses that have existed in a lot of marginalized communities and students that look just like Erica and I. So for us, it's about how do we ensure that the next generation, our communities and our world are safe and are in good hands with our next generation. I mean, we do that through, you know, various programs that we've been fortunate enough to now install in Philly, in a few schools out there. We just started our Steam Fusion workshops. We've done three to date, two more in the running. I'll have my mentorship program at Parkway Northwest, and also have a youth leadership summit that we run annually. So there's a lot that we've done. It couldn't have been done without the support of so many yeah. who believe in our mission and believe that the way that we seek change is through our youth.
And don't you have an annual big event, the Sneaker
yeah,
Ball?
Yeah, Sneaker Ball. Right? Yeah, Sneaker Ball is a classic.
You're keeping yeah. that's in Philly, right?
Keeping it in Philly, yeah. Okay. And we'll be back this year, actually, on June 20th.
Okay.
So we're pushing out to save the day very soon. We're out here trying to
I'm still waiting for my personal invite, Rodney. Like, I need, you know.
I mean, you look like you're ready right
I'm,
now.
I'm
to
ready.
Yeah,
you
too.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate it.
But
that.
You have a personal invite right here.
Okay.
Right now.
All right.
Whatever
June 20th.
Day. June 20th.
June 20th.
Yeah.
I'll
at
fly
the B.
Up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're there.
I'm in Tampa now.
Are you?
Yeah. I moved 2 years ago. So I'll fly up for that
okay.
one. I'll fly
All right.
up for that one.
But. Yeah. Weathers would be similar.
Yeah.
So you're
June,
not going to the cold.
In
yeah.
June it'll be.
Yeah. Humidity will be a little up.
That's it for this week. Thank you to Rodney McLeod. Thank you to Doug, Pastor Scott, and everyone on our team. And thank you for listening to Faith on a Field Show. For Remy, I'm Rob Motti, reminding you, make a difference. Be a blessing.
Today, over 40 million people are being forced into trafficking and slavery. One in four are children. We cannot allow them to suffer in silence. We need you. We need everybody. Go to IJM.org/take action, get information, understand how you can be involved. Because of the work that you are committing to do, they will be free.
Join us at SWC 2024 Expo and Global Conference, April 18th and 19th in Orlando, Florida. I'm Crystal Parker, president of the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to this powerful event where faith meets business innovation, sponsored by Red Balloon. It's not just a conference, it's a transformative experience for you and a vacation for your family. Secure your spot at uschristianchamber.com. See you in Orlando to shape the future of Christian business.